Welcome to the Local Business Playbook. I'm Alex. And today we're taking a little trip across the country to look at a massive tech trend that's actually a masterclass in local economic development. And I'm Jamie. We're diving into the world of Oregon data centers. It sounds niche, but trust me, what's happening in just two specific counties out there is absolutely wild for the local business landscape. I was looking at the map earlier, and it's really concentrated, isn't it? We're talking about 8 major facilities spread across just 2 counties, Umatilla and Morrow. Exactly. These are largely rural areas that have become the backbone of the internet. And when we say facilities, we aren't talking about small offices. These are massive, high-tech hubs. So help me understand the why behind this. Why would these tech giants pick these specific spots in Oregon instead of, say, a major tech hub like Silicon Valley? It really boils down to the 3 P's: power, policy, and property. First, Oregon has no state sales tax, which is a huge draw for the expensive equipment these centers need. Oh, that's a massive savings right off the bat. If you're buying millions of dollars in servers, a 0% sales tax is a game changer, right? And then you have the local enterprise zones. Umatilla and Morrow counties offer property tax exemptions to businesses that invest a certain amount and create jobs. It makes the overhead much more manageable. I'm guessing Amazon is one of the big names out there. I feel like I always hear their name associated with these giant data hubs. You nailed it. Amazon Web Services, or AWS, is the heavy hitter here. They've invested billions, with a B, into these 8 facilities across those 2 counties. Wait, billions? That's an incredible amount of capital for a local economy. How does that actually trickle down to the people living there? It's huge. Beyond the direct tech jobs, you have thousands of construction jobs whenever a new phase is built. Plus, these companies pay fees in lieu of taxes that fund local schools and infrastructure. So even with the tax breaks, the local community is seeing a direct injection of cash for things like roads and classrooms?
Precisely. It's a trade-off that has allowed these counties to modernize in ways they couldn't have dreamed of 20 years ago.
Now, you mentioned power earlier. Data centers are notoriously thirsty for electricity. Is that why they're near the Columbia River?
Spot on, Alex. The Columbia River provides incredibly reliable and relatively affordable hydroelectric power. It's a cleaner energy source, which helps these companies meet their sustainability goals.
That's a great point. It's not just about the cost, it's about the PR and the environmental footprint. It's like the perfect storm of geography and policy.
It really is. And for our listeners who run small businesses, it's a reminder of how much location, location, location matters, even for the digital world.
It's fascinating to see how these 8 facilities have basically turned a quiet corner of Oregon into a global digital powerhouse.
It's a blueprint for economic growth. Thanks for tuning in to this look at the infrastructure behind our digital lives. For more insights and local business stories, be sure to visit our website at thelocalbusinessplaybook.com.